Rosane, so willst du nur umgenommen?
Lo Kimanyis, he inspects his jurisdiction, as he calls it. Deep Slut Section 1. It's laughing school children enjoying their summer break. It's makeshift shacks. It's unpaved roads where pointy rocks protrude. But his focus, the core of his job and his duty to his community, are the brightly colored boxes that dot its streets, the toilets.
As you can see, there is a slightly blockage which needs our attention. We don't want to see this blockage because it's wasteful of water. Therefore, make sure that we clean this place, we fix the blockages, and then this thing can go back to normal.
In Deep Slut, one of the newest townships around Johannesburg that sprang to life after the collapse of apartheid almost 19 years ago, the government installed toilets as well as running water. But Lucky says no one ever came to maintain them. So 2 years ago, he rallied 24 volunteers to take on the most humbling of jobs, fixing toilets. By now, Lucky is one of only 5 who stuck to their mission, earning a basic compensation of 150 rand, or about $17 per day of work. Lucky, who belongs to the ruling ANC party, used to be the elected secretary general for the neighborhood. He says his new job is another manifestation of his dedication to his community.
Last week I was in another conference in the Johannesburg water plantation. I get a nice name to call physics. They call it sledge. It's a nice name. So now I'm moved from the office and now I'm wearing the blue cloth thing. I'm working with shit in for the community.
But Lucky's dedication does not translate into automatic respect from the community. Andisiwa, a young woman busy with her laundry at the communal tap outside the toilet, says she doesn't recognize him without his boots and blue overalls, even though she's seen him at work a few days a week.
Honestly speaking, if the people are not helping as well, so it's kind of useless for them to actually do something. Yeah, because you see people, they throw things actually here on the drain. We're the ones that are actually causing all this litter and everything being dirty around here. It's actually us.
Lucky too complains about rampant vandalism. Seats stolen, doors broken, walls tagged. He says his neighbors are their own worst enemies.
Well, every time when we put the tape like this one, the gold one, some of the community naughty people come and remove it for their own personal purposes, which we don't understand. Maybe for the mental recycle, or they melt it for the scrap purpose. We don't understand, because this one are often being taken away by the community whom we are helping ourselves as a WhatsApp.
His organization, WhatsApp Deep Slut, has painted bright messages on the toilet's walls to try to raise awareness that the facilities are here for the public good. Love me, clean me, respect me, treat me with care. But Jack Molokome, one of the WhatsApp volunteers, says it doesn't really make an impact.
Those who are saying this is the government's property so I can break it, we are still dealing with those people. The only thing that they do want here in our area, they want to see themselves having the RDP houses. So when you go to the site, this is when they start saying, you know, how can you fix that? Because it means we are not going to leave.
The RDP, or Reconstruction and Development Program, was launched by Nelson Mandela's government in 1994 to mitigate the immense socioeconomic problems inherited from the apartheid regime by providing services and housing for the poor black South African. The state says it has built 1.4 million houses since 1994 and has set 2014 as a target to eradicate informal settlements. Solène Lorine for VOA News in Deep Slut, Johannesburg.